So we have to finish something from yesterday, and then we'll go on to the next thing. So we were discussing yesterday the machlokes that between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda about women performing smicha. We said we pask in the nashim semchus reshus, they're permitted to perform smicha, but bakufa yadarhu, with resting their hands on top of the animal, but without really leaning on the animal itself. We had a machlokes when women are volunteered to perform mitzvahs, they're otherwise exempt from. Are they actually in fulfillment of the mitzvah, or is it just we allow them to participate? But they don't really get a fulfillment of the mitzvah per se. So we suggested yesterday that perhaps that's machlokes harishonim, that Rashi in Masechta Sukkah seems to imply that women are not actually in fulfillment of the mitzvah. They're allowed to handle the lulav on yontif only because since the men are handling it, it's not considered to be muksa with regards to the women, but not because she's really fulfilling the mitzvah of lulav, and that's what Hagos HaShri derived from Rashi. The woman, if they volunteer to perform a mitzvah, say she's mangrama, time of mitzvah, they shouldn't make a bracha. But then we saw the opinion of the Ravenu Tam yesterday that was quoted by the Ramban in Masechta Kiddushin, who felt that women could make a bracha when volunteering to perform a mitzvah as my grandma, which implied that in fact they are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So just how do we paskin on that issue? Is machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramaz is well known. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman with regards to Tkiyah Shofar, actually Siman Tavkuf Peites Sivav on the other side of the sheet from yesterday. Alpha Pishanosh and Peturos, even though women are exempt from Tkiyah Shofar, Yecholos Litkaya, they can volunteer to blow. Won't be bal taisif, like Rabbi Yossi's opinion was, that nashim are prohibited from performing smicha since they're exempt. No, women can volunteer, won't be bal taisif, but avalein mevarchas, but they don't make a bracha. That's the opinion of the Rambam, and that is the minig by Sfaradim, is that even when a woman volunteers to perform mitzvah say she is my grandma, she does not make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, demahu vitzivanu, how can she say, asher kishanam zaysa vitzivanu, but avashenu mechuyeves, lo mi divrei Torah, but lo mi divrei Seifim. Neither mi divrei Torah, nor mi divrei Seifim. And again, that implies that even when she volunteers to do it, it's not like, as the Ravid told us in the Torah's Kainim, everyone's chayv in this mitzvah, or everyone's included in this mitzvah, men, b'toras chiyuv, women, b'toras reshus. This implies that women are not part of the mitzvah at all, and therefore they don't make a bracha when volunteering to do so. However, the Ramah disagrees. That's the minig by the Ashkenazim. A minig shanoshim evarchus al mitzvah seishes man grama al kain gam kain tevarchano leatzman. They should also make their own bracha. Question by Tkiyah Shofar: if the Baal Tekeh should make the bracha, the woman should make the bracha. Probably the woman should make their own bracha. If again the Tkiyah Shofar is just for them, so then the man already fulfilled, the Baal Tekeh already fulfilled his mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So it's just the women who are fulfilling now. So let them make their own bracha. However, they can indeed make a bracha. So that seems to imply that if the reason, you know, that the women aren't actually, you know, are indeed in fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore when they volunteer to do it, they can make a bracha. It's nice if that would be the conclusion of the discussion. It's a much more inclusive approach, and it would be satisfying. In truth, there is another explanation for this Ramah, which would also perhaps indicate that women are not included in the mitzvah. In other words, they don't fulfill the mitzvah when they volunteer to do it, but yet they can still make a bracha. And that's the way the Rosh presents this discussion. We presented the Rabbeinu Tam, you know, from the perspective of the Ramban. However, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam over here. Oisir Alf Rabbeinu Tam Ayomer the Nashim Yecholos Levarech Al Kol Mitzvah Seisha is my grandma. They can make a bracha. I would have said, because they're in fulfillment of the mitzvah, so of course you can make a bracha. The Rosh says, no, you know why they can make a bracha? Don't tell me it's a bracha shein etzricha, and therefore it's prohibited. The whole isa of a bracha shein etzricha is only the rabbanon. So in order to allow them to feel that they're participating, we can violate this Issa d'Rabbanan of making a bracha shein etzricha. Why? Kevin shemiskavnos lebracha ain't kam mishum baltisa. Why is this only a din d'Rabbanan? Because anytime you make a bracha, even if the bracha is ain't etzricha, you're praising Hashem. Lo ceases if I take Hashem's name in vain. That's the prohibition of d'Oraisa. But it has nothing to do with praising a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Let's say I say, Shahak on the Ebedvaro. I already said a Shahak on the Ebedvaro. I want to say, oh, Kaddish Baruch Hu, everything belongs to you. I say, you know, let me say it 100 times every day. Kaddish Baruch Hu, I make a brachas on the same cup of coffee. So it's a 99 brachas, shein and trifas. So is that a lo ceases? Shem o kem, shem o kem. Lashav, I'm taking Hashem's name in vain. I'm praising Hashem every single time. Shall call me Yabed Varo. It's true. Shall call me Yabed Varo. So how can you call that taking Hashem's name? It's a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. I understand. I don't need to make it, so we don't do so. But says the Rosh, that's only Nisim in the Rabbanan, or you know, and therefore we can violate that principle that we normally don't do that. K'dei Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Noshim. Why does the Rambam feel that women cannot make a bracha on volunteering to do a mitzvah say she's my grandma? Because the Rambam's opinion is a Baruch Hashem Tzricha is also midei Raisa. He disagrees with this rush, the way he presents Rabbeinu Tam. Look over here. Oisei Bei says the Rambam called Mavarech Baruch Hashem Natzricha Hareze Noisei Shem Shamayim Loshav Vrehu Kenishba Loshav Aosu La Noisachrav Amen. Says the Rambam, a person who does this is no different than a guy who takes a Shvu Ashav. He takes Hashem's name in vain, literally by taking a false swear or vow. So this is no different. A Baruch Hashem Natzricha is taking Hashem's name in vain midday Raisa. Wow. So therefore, to allow a woman to volunteer and to make a bracha when she's volunteering to take lulav will involve violating an Issa deraisa. So Rambam says, no, we can't do that. Just kidei lasos nachas ruach hanashim. Let them take the lulav without making a bracha. And the Rosh, quote Rabbeinu Tam, said, no, we can let them make a bracha. Why? Because either way, bracha shein etzricha is only us mid rabbanan. Ugamaisa, you're praising Hashem. And that is true. Shall call me abedvaro. How could you say, I'm taking Hashem's name in vain? It's not the same as taking a shvu ashav, where I swear falsely in court. So we can allow women to make a bracha. So it sounds like then the whole issue about women making a bracha is not a fundamental issue or is an indication of whether or not women are in fulfillment of a mitzvah they volunteer to perform. It rather is a function of how severe of a problem you think bracha shein etzricha is. But according to no one, neither opinion Shulchan Aruch, are women in fulfillment of the mitzvah when they volunteer to do it. Wow. Yikes. However, thankfully, I don't think we paskin that way. I don't think that's the right understanding of the Ramah. And I have a raya. I don't think the Ramah is saying women can make a bracha when they volunteer to take lulav because bracha shein etzricha is only the rabbanon, like the Rosh told us. But really, they're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. I think when the Ramah says women can make a bracha when they're volunteering to perform a mitzvah, I can't help the Sfardim on their own. But the Ashkenazim, I think women can make a bracha when they volunteer to perform a mitzvah is because they're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. I believe that's the pshat in the Ramah. And I have a raya. I have a raya. We pass like the Ramban's version of Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rosh's version of Rabbeinu Tam. What's my raya? My raya is the following. From a difficult halacha that comes up all the time. The Shulchan Aruch says over here, some Rei Sarivav Sifches, Noshim Chayavos Bavdoa Kashem Chayavos Bekiddush. This is the Rambam's opinion that there are brackets around the day of Shabbos to circumscribe our Shmir Shabbos as Lashem Kedusha Shabbos. So therefore, we mark our resting on Shabbos at the beginning with Kiddush, and the bookend at the end is Havdalah. So just like Kiddush is a mitzvah midday raisa, says the Rambam, and women are chayv in Kiddush, because Kiddush is linked to Shmirah Shabbos, the Losa says of Shabbos, Kol Sheyeshnu, you know, whoever is included in Shmirah Shabbos is included in the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, they were shed at the same moment. So women are obligated to keep Shabbos, and the Losa says they're obligated to make Kiddush as well, and included in the mitzvah of Kiddush, because they're really two sides of the same coin, says the Rambam, is Havdalah. But v'yesh mishachay, like there are those who disagree, other Rishonim disagreed with the Rambam. Kiddush, women are obligated in, that's in order to demarcate my shmir, my resting, as you know, to distinguish it from Stam Batalonis to Goshem Kedusha Shabbos. Right? A guy could sit around all Saturday reading a book, that doesn't mean he's Jewish and keeping Shabbos. So how do I say, I'm doing this, really, that's not what Shabbos is for either, but I'm doing this Goshem Kedusha Shabbos, I'm reading my novel over here on the couch, no. How do I show that, no, when I'm sitting and learning, we sit and learn every day, how do I show that today is L'shem Kedusha Shabbos? So I make Kiddush. Havdalah is not for that purpose. That's not, Havdalah is not the other side of that equation. Havdalah is its own mitzvah at the end of Shabbos to separate between the, you know, Kedusha Shabbos and the Yemos Havdalah. Separate mitzvah. Women are not obligated in Havdalah. Okay, since it's a machlekes, whether or not women are chayv in Havdalah, many might be familiar with this halacha, lo yavdilu la'atzman, they shouldn't be make Havdalah for themselves. They should hear a Havdalah from a man. Comes up all the time. Single woman, divorced woman, and there's no one around to run into a problem. They're supposed to hear a Havdalah from a man because we're not sure if women are chayv in Havdalah. What do you mean the women are chayv in Havdalah? The Ramah is Ashkenazi. He's the Baal Hashita. What did the Ramah hold? If a woman wants to volunteer to perform a mitzvah, let her make a bracha. So why can't a woman volunteer? Machleik, it's when the women are chayv in Havdalah. Fine. Let her volunteer to make havdalah, make a bracha, just like when she sits in sukkah, she makes a bracha, just like when she takes lulav, she makes a bracha. It's no different than any of the mitzvahs say she has man grama. Fine, it's a woman and a chayiv in havdalah. It's not the same as kiddush. Rambam feels it's the same as kiddush. So women are without, undoubtedly chayiv. But even if it's not the same as kiddush, the volunteering to, so it's a mitzvah say she has man grama, a random mitzvah. Let her volunteer to perform it, to make a bracha. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes in the Bach. Bach Kasev, Afil Aman Da Amash HaPaturas, Mikol Mokom, Yechaylin Lehavdil HaAtzim, Mikol HaBeshoifer, V'lulav. Why is it different than any other mitzvah that they're volunteering to perform? That's the conundrum over here. And we're probably passing like the Bach. That's why any woman, the Ramah is a Pella. That's why any woman who is by herself can probably, should probably make Havdalah on her own. There's some women, Nebuch, Namona, Grushas, they run around from house to house, they're trying to hear Havdalah from one man. I'm serious. I don't think that's appropriate. It's better for her to make Havdalah herself. And she doesn't have to go to someone else to hear Havdalah. But why did the Rama say this? The Bach is probably correct. But why did the Rama say this? It's so difficult. So the Magen Avraham has a suggestion. V'efshar d'das Rama b'mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiya rishon levarech aval b'davar she'ein ba'ala bracha kigon kan ein rishos. V'efshar d'may haitayma lo nagu l'kadesh halavona. Why don't women volunteer to make Havdalah? Why don't they volunteer to do Kiddush Levana? Says the Magen Avraham that it's because the only time a woman can make a bracha when she volunteers to do a mitzvah say she's my grandma is if there's an action involved. Take lulav. I sit in sukkah. There's an action. Since there's an action, the Machatzis HaShekel, the super commentary in the Magen Avraham explains, the action triggers the bracha. That's how he explains. But if the entire mitzvah is just the bracha, so you see, by lulav, I volunteer to take lulav, I take lulav, oh, now I got to make a bracha because I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. I blow shofar, I got to make a bracha, I'm doing the mitzvah. Where the whole mitzvah is the bracha, you can't volunteer just to make a bracha. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, women don't volunteer to do Kiddush Levana, but the same token, women don't volunteer to perform Havdalah where the entire mitzvah is just the bracha. That's how the Machatzis HaShekel explains this comment of the Magen Avraham and explaining the Ramah. Now, again, the Magen Avraham concludes Ha'ikar Kedivrei Habach. The Magen Avraham says a woman is really wants to volunteer to do Havdalah, she can volunteer to make the bracha as well. However, the Ramah said a woman should not volunteer if the entire mitzvah is just the bracha. Even though we pass like the Bach, I've never seen a woman volunteer to do Kiddush Levana. That's not the minig is women don't do Kiddush Levana. There might be other reasons why women don't volunteer to do Kiddush Levana. However, Havdalah she can make on her own, but it's preferable not be chayshish for the Rama. But why did the Rama say this? Because the only time she can fulfill volunteer to perform a mitzvah and make a bracha is if there's an action, not just the bracha itself. But 1 minute, that makes no sense according to the Rush. According to the Rush presentation of Rabbeinu Tam, why is it, which Rama's quoting, why is it that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah say she has man grama? Because the whole bracha she'in a tzricho, she's praising Hashem, it's not shame Hashem l'shav. She's praising Hashem, okay, bracha she'in a tzricho, it's not necessary. That's all he asked me to Rabbanan. Let's forgive that, overlook it, in order to get us not as Ruach HaNashma. If that's the case, it makes no sense to distinguish between a Maisa mitzvah over the entire mitzvah, it's just a bracha. But if, because either way, you're making a bracha, Shein and Tzricha, what difference does it make in either situation? It only makes sense according to the Ramban's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam. And that is because women are in fulfillment of the mitzvah when they volunteer to do it. And that triggers the bracha. But that only makes sense because they're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. Now that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you got to make a bracha. But then we can fetch in, maybe that's only if there's an action there. There's an action, I fulfill the mitzvah, I better make a bracha before I do it. But if the entire mitzvah is just a bracha, maybe women shouldn't volunteer just a bracha. Yeah.
But regarding Havdalah, like, isn't there aspect of Maisa in it? Or those aren't considered?
No, Besamim is because we're losing the Neshama Yaseira, so that's,
There's no actual action.
No, Bermer Aish is because fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. Those are tangential to Havdalah. That's why even Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, right? We just had it. Tisha B'Av is Matzah Shabbos. We make Bermer Aish without Havdalah. Why? Because that one has nothing to do with the other. In fact, even if women are chayv and Havdalah, there are those who suggest she can't make the bracha of Bar Mirash. That's no one would hold women are chayv and that is certainly bracha shein and tzricha. That's why it's a pella, right? We have the besamim. Why do we have besamim? In order to console ourselves, we lost in the Shami Yaseira of Shabbos. That's why we don't make besamim when we go from Shabbos to Yom Tov. What is that doing stripped in the middle of the Havdalah? Right, you can't now make in the middle of dough, I'm going to start making like Sfaradim, throw besamim into everything. Everything is besamim, besamim all over the place. So you can't just throw besamim into, you know, Shemona Esrei in the middle after Volam Alshinim and now besamim. We can't. It's a hefsek to the Shemona Esrei. So no, don't they? By a wedding, there's besamim. And then where else is it?
After
Milah, there's besamim.
Friday night after davening.
Also yeah. Besamim. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
They have like the kids. The kids like
with these long stalks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it's all about.
So, yeah. Tending for abdullies.
Hey, it's a big Indian. Be marvin and brachas. It's mei brachas. Yeah, but it's not tangential to any. I mean, it's tangential. It's not. It's not part of the dough. So it's a pillow. Why it's in the middle of the dough in the first place, bro? Or see, basically, Frank discusses that. It's true. What does it have to summon in the middle of that though? But yeah, okay. Anyway, so I think that that's the pshat, the emes tik pshat in the Ramah, and therefore, a woman fulfills at least Ashkenazim. When a woman volunteers to perform a bracha mitzvah, she can make a bracha. It's not just because bracha shein etzricha is only us in the Rabbanan, and we can violate that isa the Rabbanan to the kedeglasos nachas ruach nashim. That would be the case. It makes no sense to distinguish between Amdo and Kiddush Levana and any other mitzvah. It's because when a woman volunteers to perform the mitzvah, she's in fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore, she makes it bracha. All right. Let's go on to the Gemara. Okay, so we have a problem. Reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us to what seems to be contradictory implications, right? The first two words are Hakol Shechtim. We can't even get past the first four words of it. Hakol Shechtim. Everyone can do Shkita. Vishkitasin Shera. But their Shkita is Kasha. That implies B'diyevet. So Hakol Shechtim is a Chachtiga. Shkitasin Shera is B'diyevet. They must be talking about two separate halachas. So what are we talking about over here? What two separate halachas? So the Gemara reads it in. Amar Rabba Bar Uwa, in the name of Rabba Bar Uwa, I'm going to have a number of suggestions over here how to read this Mishnah. Amar Rabba Bar Uwa, Hachi Katani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Over here on Beis Mabez. Hakol Shechtim. Everyone can Shecht. Who's Hakol Shechtim? Afilu Tamei Bechulin. Even the Chachila he can Shecht. Tamei Bechulin. He's Tamei. The animal is a regular animal, meaning you're going to use it for the barbecue tonight. It's not any kugchim or truma or anything fancy like that. He can shecht. Well, of course. Tamei bechulin, ma'ala meimra. What is this? What's the chiddush over here? Why would I need a mishnah to tell me? Tamei can shecht chulin. No, ma'ala meimra. Bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We're talking about where the chulin is a person is careful to eat this chulin al taras hakodesh, similar to the way that he would eat truma and kugchim. Bekasava chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh damo. When a person is careful to eat chulin al taras hakodesh in order to accustom himself to the way they would eat kachem and truma in the Beis Hamikdash, in order, right, kachem and truma, you're not allowed to become tamei. The problem is, we have it in our times. We don't practice these halachas. So we're not, you know, anytime you don't practice something, you don't do something, you don't know it as well as those who live with it every day. Right? The Chofetz Chaim had a suitcase packed so he for the Mashiach coming, so he was, you know, he learned kachim all the time. He was waiting for the Beis Hamikdash to return. So, you know, it was on his mind all the time. But most people are not practicing these halachas. We're not thinking about it all the time. We're thinking about other things. Tzitzis, tefillin, davening, Shabbos, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Elul. We're not thinking about how to, you know, what's tummy, what's tar. So therefore, since we're not, we're not accustomed to it, we're not going to be as good at it. So therefore, a person wants to accustom, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaKayim, if you weren't in the Beis HaMikdash every day, how are you going to be margul yourself to do this so that you'll be able to do proficiently? So there were those who were careful to eat chulin al taras HaKodesh in order to accustom themselves how to treat truma and kachim, which are prohibited from becoming tummy. However, there's a machlekes, how should we view chulin shenasu al taras HaKodesh? Look over here. Where is this? I think Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey Amibes, yeah? Can we turn to Lamed Hey Amibes? Right before the two dots is a brisa. Where the, in the middle of the daf. The first Tana's opinion is, Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKadosh, Harei Hein Kechulin. Let's say this person is careful to eat Chulin Al Taras HaKadosh to become accustomed to, you know, how to treat Chulin and, to catch him and Truma. So it has the status of chulin. What does that mean? It means the following. Normally, in the order of things becoming tamei, so of course as things become tamei, from, you know, tumah is transferred from one to the next, it decreases in its intensity. So let's say a mace, it's some Rishonim call an avi avay satumah, right? The grandfather of all tumas. So anybody who comes in contact with the Tamei Meis is called an Avi, an Avatuma. Or a person, a Sheretz is an Avatuma. If a person touches a Sheretz, so then it goes down one level. The mace is an avi avos. If you touch the mace, you're an avatuma. A person who touches somebody who touched the mace is a rishon l'tuma. He's once removed from the av. Or a person who touches a sheretz is once removed from the sheretz. The nida herself is an avatuma because she's the source of her own tuma. Someone who touches the nida would be a rishon l'tuma. Whoever's the source of their own tuma, tuma yosel migufo, is an av typically, with the exception of the mace, who's an avi avos. And the tumah, as it gets transferred, generally speaking, we're going to see at the bottom of the daf, there's an exception to that rule, but as tumah gets transferred, it typically decreases in intensity as it moves on. How far can it go, though? How low does this tree of tumah go? So there's an av. We know there's a person can become a rishon. People in kalim can become a rishon l'tumah, but then it stops there. A person can't be a sheni l'tumah. There's no such concept. Only Eichel Mumashkin can become a Sheni Lutuma. So the Tuma could go down, Eichel Mumashkin can become Tame even as a Sheni Lutuma. Adam and Kalim is only a Rishon Lutuma. That's the end of the road. The Sheni Lutuma doesn't affect people in Kalim, only Eichel Mumashkin. But then Eichel Mumashkin stops at a Sheni. There's no such concept as a Shlishi and Revi when it comes to regular Eichel Mumashkin. When it comes, though, to Truma, then we even go to a third. There's a Shlishi Lutuma. So if Truma is not supposed to become Tamei, even if it didn't become Tamei from a Rishon L'tumah, certainly then it's Tamei. Even if it became Tamei from a Sheni L'tumah, right? Other Oich L'mumashkim that are Chulin, where Metamei, this Truma, came in contact with the Truma, that makes it a Shlishi L'tumah, and the Truma is still Truma. Shenitman has to be burned. Kadshim, but then it stops there for Truma. Kadshim, it goes even further. It has a Revi L'tumah. So even if Eichel Mumashkin, which is a Sheni, comes in contact with Truma and then becomes a Shlishi, that's a problem for Truma. And then Truma comes in contact with Kachim, that makes it a Revi L'tuma. That's also a problem considered Kachim Shenitmu, and they have to be burned. Okay? That's how the order of the trans... And then it stops. There's no chesed concept of Chamishi L'tuma. Okay? So, but how should we view Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh? Typical Chulin stops at a Sheni L'tuma. That's all you have to be concerned about. Truma was a Shlishi, Kachim was a Revi. Shechulin Shanaso Taras HaKadosh, it's true you're being careful with the chulin, make sure it doesn't become Tamei. Do I have to treat it, a person who's being careful about this, does he have to treat it like Truma and Kachem itself, that there's a Shlishi and Revi L'tumah? No. Says the first Tana, even though you're going to be careful, Chulin Shanaso Taras HaKadosh, Harein Kechulin. It doesn't make more sense, any sense. I mean, more machmer on it than regular chulin. Meaning you should eat chulin, whatever the rules are by chulin, bitahara. So if it's a Sheni L'tumah, you shouldn't eat it. Anything beyond that, you don't have to be concerned. The Rebbe goes and Rebbe tells the Gomer Harein Ketruma. I don't know if you're going to be machmir to treat chulin on Asu Ataras HaKodesh, then be careful to eat all your food like it's Truma and Kachin, then you should be machmir, like at least like Truma. Be machmir to a Shlishi L'tumah. Doesn't make sense to be machmir for a Revi L'tumah. That's too much already. However, the Tana of Agamara quotes a third Tana, which appears in other places in Shas. Here we only have two opinions. Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh is like Chulin, or Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh is like Truma. However, in our Gemara, we quote a third opinion that Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh is Kekadosh. I mean, if you're going to be careful about being machmer on your Chulin to eat it, like treat it like Truma and Kachin, be machmer all the way, and don't even eat a Revi Gatuma. Because of a Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh Kekadosh Domo. Okay, so a Tameh is allowed to shech chulin. That, finally, we figured it out. That's the first two words of our Mishnah. Lechatchila, even a Tameh is allowed to shech the chulin, even though he's careful. What's the Chiddush? Even though he's careful to eat chulin, shenasu, al taras hakodesh, and we should treat it like kachim. There's even a Revi L'tumah. The Tameh person is allowed to shech the animal, and we don't have to worry about it becoming Tameh. How's he going to shech the animal? And they're not going to become Tameh. So, in practical matter, Kate said, "Why? How does he do this? Maybe, how is it not going to become Tamei, right? Most of the times you come in contact with the animal when you're shechting it. So Gemara says, no, okay, to the way, say, maybe sakin aruka v'shechet ba. You bring a long knife. How are you going to hold such a knife? But all right. Sakin aruka v'shechet ba. And you'll shech the animal. Kedei shulo yiga v'basa. So he won't come to touch the meat. Okay, so the meat will remain tar, even though the person who's the shechet is Tamei. This, though, is only by Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh. But Mokdashim, if it's real Kachim, Lo Yishchait, a Tameh should not perform the Shechita. How's the Tameh performing the Shechita on Kachim? He's standing outside of the Azara, and he has a long knife that's sticking into the Azara. Right? Azara is not allowed to enter into the Azara, so he's standing outside the Azara, and we already said Shechita Rav Avodahi, anybody can shecht the Kachem, you can even be Tomei. He's a long knife that goes all the way into the Azara, and he can shecht the Kachem, even though it's okay, Meikar Adin, he shouldn't do it. Why? Shema Yiga Babasa. Maybe he'll come to touch the meat. V'im shachat, but if he did it, v'omer borili, he says, I'm sure, shalai nagati shchitasak shera. Then in shchitas kasha b'diyeved. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. All of that was contained in the language of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. Well, we're just missing a few words here and there, right? But the Mishnah meant, we only have four, but all of this was missing. What is the Mishnah telling us? Hakol shech, and that's talking about a guy who's tame, but he's careful to eat chun, ataras ha-kaydish, and taras ha-kaydish, chun shenas, ataras ha-kaydish, you should be like kachem mamish. But nonetheless, he's allowed to perform shkita if he's using a long knife. By kachim, tame, even if he's using a long knife, should not perform shkita. Maybe he'll come to touch the meat. So Rashi here learns in this Gemara that when you're dealing with chulin chenasu al taras hakodesh, you are not allowed; it's prohibited to be matameit midrabanan, based on your own kavod, your own acceptance to treat it like kachim. Says Rashi, kekodesh damu. V'chayev lehibada, right? You know, a few lines up in the narrow line before you get to the wide lines. It says Rashi, k'kodesh damu, chulin shenas v'taras ha-kodesh is treated like kodesh. V'chayev lehibada yom midrabanam yikol tumos ha-pais lois behen. You have to be careful not to be mitami. It will be awesome midrabanam to do so. V'afil ha-chi shachit tamei l'chadchil b'sakin aruka. But nonetheless, a tamei can perform shkit as long as he's using a large knife. But b'mukdashim, he shouldn't shecht, even though he's using a long knife. Afil b'sakan aruka. Kevin now the muzah min ha-toyra shelo yitame. Here it's an isam min ha-toyra not to be mitame the kajim ani hinei nasatu chazm esmerosh trumosa. So here, since we're dealing with an isam min ha-toyra not to be the kajim, you can't shecht, tame can't shecht even though he's using a long knife. Gazu b'hu rabanu chachilo mishum. Maybe he'll come to touch the meat. Okay, so the way Rashi learns the Gemara is, if you're dealing with chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh, a kabbalah that somebody accepted upon himself to do so, in order so that he should become accustomed to keeping the laws of tumah v'tara, so it's prohibited for him now to be metame the meat, the chulin, and it even be a revival tumah, whatever. But the tame who's using a long knife is allowed to do shkita. We're not afraid he's going to come to touch the meat. When you're dealing with real kachim, it's an isma deraisa to be metame them, not because of my own, by virtue of my own kabbalah. They would have to be more concerned that the Tumah shouldn't do it, but if he did so and he said, I'm sure I didn't touch it, then the Shechita is Kasha B'diyavim. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. The Ritva learns the Gemara the same way. Let's just see it in the Ritva, because it's a slightly different presentation. But it fundamentally says the same thing. It says Ritva over here, Ois Aleph, V'kasavar chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh, ki-kodesh domi, has the status of kachim perush, Shechayev midrabanan lehibadel mikol tumas ha-poisos behen. You're not allowed to be metamiyat. Vashminin dafil hachi bahamutar. Here, if you're going using a long knife, it's permitted. Hal she'enu el chashash. It's only a far-fetched chashash. Lo havi kehektish. Not treated like hektish mamish. But kachim too? No, kachim is an isa deraisa, therefore you shouldn't do it. And Tosa seems to learn the same way as Rashi, that the problem here is being metame the chulin. We'll get to Tosis in a second. The Ramban disagrees in this entire sugya. He quotes Rashi, says Ramban, when the Gemara said that we're dealing with chulin, right? Hakol sheikh dim atomic and shech chulin. What's the chiddush? Atomic and shech chulin. Chulin chenazo taras ha-kodesh. So Rashi said, and now that we're dealing with chulin chenazo taras ha-kodesh, it's prohibited to be metame. It says Ramban, how could it be prohibited to be metame? I accepted this upon myself to do it. How can I be prohibited in doing something that I accepted to do so voluntarily? Says the Ramban, Tomei b'chul ma'agul memer, what's the chiddush? Perich Rashi, the halo huzru Yisrael taras ha'chulein. I'm not obligated to make sure my chulin is tar, ve'enu mechuvar she'en ha'kpada be'isa tumasan. Even if you're makbid to do chulin chenazel taras ha'kodesh, there's no isa to be mitameit. I'm just careful to keep it tahar. I'm careful to keep it tahar. That doesn't mean there's an Easter to do it. What the Mishnah here is teaching us is hakol sheikh, that you're out to shech a chachila, and the food can still be considered tahar. Not that it's permitted. Of course it's permitted. It's chulin. I accept that they treat it carefully. But Lamais is cool. There's no prohibition to be metameh. Aval iser ain betumasan, says the Ramban. Demand the Amma kekoidesh damu, even according to the one who holds it, kekoidesh lav le'iser tumashalahen ka'omar. He never meant to say it's usr. Umand the Amma lav kekoidesh damu lav leheter tumasan. No one's talking about if it's mutter or it's usr. Rather, the gradations of how far the chumrah extends to a sheini betumah, shlishi betumah, ravi betumah. So all the Mishnah meant to say is, I call sheikh matameh yushach schulin shenas othar sakodesh. Not that it's mutter. Of course it's mutter. Even lechatchila. What it means to say is it's still tahar. Ah. And lehaki perusha, says the Ramban. Tameh bechulin ma'ar lemeimra. Tameh bechulin, of course it's mutter. Pshita the hoa ksiva behushmira. You're not prohibited from making it tameh. Bavade mati shach of yizar shalikim balasa. I can shout and I'll make sure not to make it tameh. No, we're dealing with chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Upark bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Kasevik hakodesh damu. So maybe I would have said just like kodesh, you can't. You're not prohibited from being metameh. So to chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, you're prohibited from being metameh. That was the avamina kamash malon. That is wrong. There is no prohibition to be metameh. It's not the same as kodshim, and it's still tahar as long as you're sure you didn't touch it. So that's exactly the kamash malon of our gemara, says the Ramban. Not like Rashi. Not like the Ritva. There's no iser to be matame chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. And that's why a tame can check with a long knife and there's no problem. When you're dealing with kodshim, there's an iser to be matame it. So then a tame shouldn't check even though he's with a long knife. But if he did, it would be kosher b'diyami. So according to Rashi in the Ritva, when a person accepts to do chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, to be careful, it really becomes a kodesh, not just in terms of its acceptance of tumah, right? It can even be a shlishi or a vi, a chuan and a kachin, but it even becomes prohibited to be metameh. So the Mikdash David was by Rav David Rappaport. Rav Shechter likes to say this over, but I don't like this kind of stuff, but Rav Shechter says it all the time. Rav David Rappaport was hired by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Shechter knew this stuff because Rebbeim and Yeshiva, who learned by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. So they were before your time. So we used to have a Rebbe here, Rabbi Druman, who he said that he wrote, I remember him well, he said he wrote part of the Kovet Shiurim, the famous Chakir about Dovr Shein Miskavin, Psik Reishu Zlalinichalev, Rabbi Chana has a famous explanation, the Machlag, the Ri and the Aruch. Rabbi Druman said he wrote that part of the Kovet Shiurim. I don't know. Okay, that's what he said. Anyway, so he was involved in, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Chana. So the Shechter heard, knew stuff. I didn't know these people that well. He knew them much better. So Shechter said that Rav David Rappaport, who was the author of the Mikdash David, was hired by Rav Elchanan once he saw the Mikdash David, which is so impressive on kodshim, and he puts essays together so wonderful, that he hired him to teach the shiur in the yeshiva, but he didn't know that he had a speech impediment. He hired him sight unseen, right? You couldn't just call these people in for a tryout and then send them home. You had to hire them from far away. So he hired him, and then he had a speech impediment. So he wasn't, I don't know how successful he was as a Maggid Shir, but he was, he has these wonderful svar in the Mikdash David. Anyway, so the Mikdash David, he writes over there, Simen Mem. He's a beautiful essay on this, Rashi and the Ritva and the Ramban, if you got a chance to see it. But he says there that according to Rashi and the Ritva, when a person accepts to eat chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, it actually takes on the qualities of kachin. That's why Rashi and the Ritva felt that it's prohibited to be metameh. And then he quotes that the Rambam seems to echo this same idea and takes it even one step further. The Rambam writes in Paragim of Hilchos Mishkav Umayish of Halacha Tes, this is part of Hilchos Tumah Vatara. The Rambam says, if you're dealing with a suffix tumah, we're not sure if a woman is a yoledes or not, she gave partial birth, we're not sure if it was a full birth. So anytime you're dealing with a tumah midrabanan, says the Rambam, hakomi divrei sefer mitumasa misafek. Since anyway, what we're dealing with is a tumah that's misafek. Ofichach ein sarfen olei and truma bekachem elotaylin. If they come in contact with truma and kachem, we don't burn it, even though that's the halacha of truma shenitma or kachem shenitma. You have to burn it because we don't know if they were tumah in the first place. And since when we're dealing with a tumah midrabanan, we're going to be toile. We will rely on the fact that maybe they were never tumah in the first place. So if you're dealing with a tumah midrabanan, where it's only a suffix, we're toile, we rely on the fact that maybe they weren't tumah, we don't burn the kachin. Says the Rambam, something astounding though, b'derech agav, v'chein chulin, shenasu al taras hakodesh shenitmu, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh became tumah with a suffix tumah, that's only midrabanan, toilin, We don't have to burn it. We can rely on the fact that maybe it never was tummy in the first place. Wow. So what's the implication of the Rambam? That Hu and Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh, if you know Bivados, it would have become tummy, you have to burn it. Wow, what a chiddush. That Hu and Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh is so... you know, when I accept upon myself to treat Chulin with the same regulations as Kachim and Kachim and Taurus, as a Truma and Kachim, then now it takes on the properties of Truma and Kachim. Said Rashi, therefore I'm not allowed to be Matame yet. And the Rambam takes it even further. If it will become Tame, I have a mitzvah to burn it. Meaning that is part of this acceptance that you accepted to do, treating Chulin with Taurus HaKadosh, is making sure that it doesn't become Tame. And if it does become tummy, to burn it. That's what it sounds like from this Rambam. So the Mikdash Dovah just points out that the Rambam seems to have taken the same idea as Rashi and taken it one step further. Rambam argues, no, come on, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Chul Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh just means that I should be careful that it shouldn't become tummy. That if, you know, that it takes on the properties of a Shlishi Gotoma or a Vigo Toma, but there's no Isit to be Matame yet. And certainly, therefore, if it became tummy, there would be no mitzvah to burn it. Okay, that's the machlekes, though, how to interpret this whole sugya. Are we just discussing, is the item tame, or are we discussing if it's actually prohibited to do it? Rashi said it's actually prohibited to do it. Kun Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh takes on the properties of Shuman Kajim, and the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has a running disagreement with Rashi throughout a number of the things in this sugya. However, the Taisus here adds an interesting point. Taisus says, we'll get to the first part of Taisa in a second. Over here, Taisa Divin Masal Tame Bechulin. He's obviously assuming, you know, Milo Emra. If we're dealing with Chulin, what difference does it make? And then the Gemara concludes, we're talking about Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh. But at the, it says, Taisa, why do we have to come to that? Maybe we're talking about Chulin, but you're not supposed to eat Oichlim Tameim. So if the food did become Tame, well, there's no Issa Divin Matame Chulin, says Taisa, you're right. But you're not allowed to eat Oichlim Tameim. So maybe we're concerned not with an isa being matame truma and you know chulin because you're being careful to treat your chulin altaras hakodesh. Let's be concerned you're being matame chulin. There's no problem in that, but you're not allowed to eat chulin tameim. Is that true? You're not allowed to eat chulin, which is tame. That means chaver all of our food we should really be tahar. I'm a regular guy. I have to be careful. I'm not careful to eat chulin altaras hakodesh. I'm not in a suitcase underneath my bed or anything. So I don't have to be careful to eat chulin. I should, but we don't. You know, we're not that madrega. So I don't have chulin. I'm not careful to eat chulin on Taras HaKadosh. So, but I'm not allowed to eat oichlim tameim. Is that true? So Taisa quotes him a pasuk. Vafilu yeh asel l'tamas gufa ba oichlim tameim. Sounds like he's not sure about it, right? So vafilu, and even if it will be asel l'tamas gufa ba oichlim tameim k'darashina v'iskadosh tem v'yisim k'doishim. The pasuk says v'iskadosh tem. You should become. You should make yourself holy. The Yisim Kedoshim, you will become holy. There is no such source. On the side of the Mesaras HaShas, they point out that we don't have this. Look on the side, Mesaras HaShas. Lo yadati mekoymai. We have the Hiskadoshim, the Yisim Kedoshim, with regards to Mayim Mishainim and Mayim Achreinim, that's later on in Chulin. We never have the Drasha, the Taisus quotes over here. That there's a Chiyuv not to eat Oichim Temeim. Stop, everybody, not allowed to eat Tomei foods. Nonetheless, says Taisa, become makom yachol with hamayisan or alchem yimei tumasa. Where Taisa says, even if you're prohibited from eating alchem tameim, that's only when I am tahar. If I'm tamei, certainly you can eat alchem tameim, and there wouldn't be a problem. Where did this come from? So even if I'm a tamei, this meat, it wouldn't be a problem necessarily because I'll eat it when I'm tamei. So Taisa says, if you can eat it, certainly you can eat it when you're tamei. The only prohibition might be to eat alchem tameim when you're tahar. Where is he getting this from? So this is actually not Shitas HaTaisus. That's why he's not so into it. He says, and even if you'll say, I feel you also the Thomas Gufo, because he's really quoting Rashi. Have a look later on in Chulin. We're not going to get that heavy into it. But look over here, Lamed Hamad Aleph. Lamed Hamad Aleph. Turn to Chulin, Lamed Hamad Aleph. Rashi is quoting Gemar Masechta Zuma. I gave you the Gemar Masechta Zuma in your sheet. Says the Gemar Masechta Zuma. Or is Dawit. The pasuk says by eating oichlim tameim. I think it's nevela. V'lo sitamu bohem v'nitmeisim bom. Don't become tamei through these items. Amar av papa mikan shetumas gevia deraisa. It's talking about eating oichlim tameim. You shouldn't do this. You see from here, the tumas gevia, making your body tamei, is an isa midaraisa. Says Gemara, no, maybe it's only the rabbanon. V'kras machta bi'almahu. Maybe it's only the rabbanon, and the pasuk is only in asmachta. Don't become tamei by eating these things. So Rashi says, look over here, lamed hei lamed aleph. We're going to jump into a long Rashi and then jump out. But the first word on the line is v'kashali. See that long Rashi? Derem asul dilma. I had no, you know, rechmanis. I didn't put on the marmal kindness. We got lost over here. But says Rashi, look, so you jump in and jump out, tiptoe in. Says Rashi, the first word on the line is v'kashali. Mikomokam hevi safinum le'midi depasul leguf le'truma. How can you ever eat oikum temeim? V'amuzar whom he lifts so as gufo. You're not allowed to eat oikum temeim. You know, regular people, nothing to do with, I'm looking for, we want Mashiach now, and we're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash and all that. Nothing to do with any of that. I'm not preparing myself to eat Truma Vitara, Truma and Kachim. It's rather, it's an Iser, a separate Iser. If you're Tahar, Timatame yourself by eating Ochum Tameim, the Armenian Parachas, the Yuma, Al Titamu, Bohemian, the Beis HaMikdash, Kamu, Thomas Gvia, Dairaisa. You're not allowed to eat Ochum Tameim. And even according to the one who holds this, the Rabbanan, Isura Miya Ika. So Rashi Shita is, you're not allowed, a person who's Tahar, again, we're all Tameh, but a person who's Tahar, so this wouldn't apply to us, but a person who's Tahar is not allowed to eat Ochum Tameim. That's what Rashi says based on the Gemara. Mesech Zuma seems like a, no pun, it seems like a glot drusha, right? Taisus, though, look back at Taisus again, we're going to tiptoe in and tiptoe out. See this big Taisus, Vahashlishi? So the first word on the line is lo hechmiru, right smack in the middle of this long Tosfos. Like if you literally the center of Tosfos. The first words on the line are lo hechmiru. So right after that, Tosfos says, umasha hikshu the mikol mokom, that he's quoting Rashi. How can you eat oikum temeim? The Gemara says, mesechtus yuma lo sitamu behemenet meisim ba mikamu tumas gevia min atayra. Nira de mehasam lo yafin and gufo. No, there's no prohibition to eat oikum temeim, says Tosfos. All the Gemara meant to say is, if you did, you will become Tameh. But it's not prohibited to do so. Oh, that makes a lot more sense, right? If you eat Ochum Temeim, you will become Tameh. How do I know there's no prohibition, Chevra, to eat Ochum Temeim? Who's the only person in Klal Yisrael, the only group of individuals in Klal Yisrael who are prohibited from becoming Tameh? Kahanim! And even a Kohen is allowed to touch a cockroach or a nevela. He's only prohibited from coming in contact with a tamei mace. So it says, Tosfos, how could it be? Rashi felt you're prohibited from eating oikum tamei mahazim oyafina gufish reyafilo kahanim. I mean, in parakam rosh hashem, lutam ligo b'sheretz v'nevela. He can be an exterminator, right? Kohen, if he wants to do it, then that business. No problem. V'go darshina mehu kraldim acho oikum tamei the nifso gufo milachot shumah v'taris. All the Gemara meant to say, tumas gevia is deraisa, then we said is derabanan, is that if you eat oikum tamei, even though normally, however, what's the rules? We already bekiyim in this, right? An Adam can only become a Rishon L'tumah. He can only become tamei from an avatumah, not from oikum tamei. But if you eat these animals, you eat one of these things, you eat v'nitmeisimbam, that will make you tamei. Even though you didn't touch it on the outside of your body, you just ate it, that itself will make you tamei, v'nitmeisimbam. So all we're coming here to say is that it's you're going to become tamei, not that it's prohibited to do so. Rashi feels it's prohibited to do so, just like a kayan can't come in contact with a tamei mace, anyone who is tahar is not prohibited to eat arachim tamei. Like a sheket, a nevela, you're not allowed to eat arachim tamei. So it says Tosfos, according back in our Gemara, maybe the Gemara, why do we have to come into Chulun Shanasu al Taras HaKadosh? That's, again, our Mishnah says, HaKol Sheikh, and everyone can Shech Tamei with Chulun. What's the Chiddush? Of course the Tamei can Shech Chulun. Our Gemara said, oh, we're talking about he's careful to eat Chulun al Taras HaKadosh. I might have thought it's prohibited. Says Tosfos, why do we have to come out to that? Even if it's not Chulun Shanasu al Taras HaKadosh, anybody who's Tahar is not allowed to eat Arachim Tameim, so I don't want the animal to become Tamei. Because then I'm going to have to eat Arachim Tameim. Says Tosfos, we didn't say that because either way you can eat it when you're Tamei. And certainly a Tamei person can eat Arachim Tameim. The only time there are those who say a person shouldn't eat Arachim Tameim is if he's Tahar. And that's Rashi. So that's why Tosfos says, even if you're Kvetch like Rashi, Aphelia also the Tamei's Guba Arachim Tameim. A Tahar person, okay, but there's no Isser being, no prohibition to be in the Tamei of the food. You'll eat it when you're Tamei. Rashi's a big Chiddush though, Chevron. That's just, we're just reading Parshat Shad into Tosfos. It's a big Kiddush, right? There's no prohibition for becoming Tameh, but I can't eat Ochum Tameh. Again, only a Kohen is prohibited from coming in contact, with Tumah, and even then it's only Tumah's Mace. Nevela, no problem. be a hunter. You shouldn't eat oichlum tamei, says Rashi. Taisa says, no, you can eat it. The only thing we meant was, if you eat it, you'll become tamei. Be aware. Midei Rabbanan. Rashi felt it's prohibited. Why is it prohibited? I don't know. I was thinking. I think it's a good svara. You know, they say there's two mitzvahs you perform with your whole body. Everybody, you know? We're almost getting up to this. Sukkah and mikvah. That's true. But there's two mitzvahs that you perform. The mikvah, of course, you have to take your clothes off. There's two mitzvahs you can perform with your whole body with your boots on, as the chassidim say, right? Chassidim wear boots. With their boots on, of course, Zach knows, he's been at many tishin. So what is the other one? The other one is Eretz Yisrael. Sukkah and Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the quote from one of the Sfarim, I forgot what it was, that Sukkah is supposed to be a Diras Arai. Sukkah is a Diras Arai. Arai is a Rosh Tevis. Akko, Rechem, Ashkelon, and Yericho, which I think are the four borders of Eretz Yisrael. The first Mishnah of Sefer Gittin tells us about the four borders of Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have to say B'fanei Netham, B'fanei Netham. So I think that the four cities are Akko, Rechem, Ashkelon, I think in Yericho. So Sukkah is Diras Arai, because when you walk into the Sukkah, it has like the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's Ki'ilu, you're walking into Avira de Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kedusha of the atmosphere of the Sukkah. Two special mitzvahs you perform with your whole body, even with your boots on. Fine. But that's with your whole body. There are two mitzvahs, though, that become part of your body. Part of your body. What are they? Two mitzvahs, part of your body.
Like permanently?
Yes.
Bris Mila.
Bris Mila. Excellent. Excellent. What's the other one? Matzah, eating kachim, right? What happens when you eat something? It becomes part of you. So lulav I take with my hands, then I put it down. I sit in a sukkah, then I leave. Doesn't change me. There are two mitzvahs, or that we practice, that change you. What are they? Mila and eating matzah, or eating carbon pesach. Perhaps that's why those are the only two mitzvahs I say. If you don't do them, there's a chiyuv kares. Maybe they're related. It's not only carbon pesach, matzah too. Those things, you know, the mitzvah achila, and it becomes part of your body. So maybe Rashi feels that coming in contact with tumah, that we're not prohibited from doing. Eating oichlum tameim, that becomes part of, it's not just a mitzvah I'm doing with my whole body, sukkah, mikveh, etc. It's something that it becomes part of me. That's worse than coming in contact with the tumah. I come in contact, then I leave. Yes, everything we're involved with, of course, an Elul message has a hashpah on us, it's mashpia on us, we have to be careful with the environment that we're in. But when something, I eat it, it becomes part of who I am. Maybe that's why Rashi felt, oichlum tameim, my worst. I don't know, just a suggestion. But then look back at the first part of Tosis. This is what you have to investigate. Right, the Gemara said, how can you say the first few words of the Mishnah talking about a Tameh Shechling Chulin before we came to the answer? We're talking about Kun Shana Asal Tavar Sakadish. What he says there for Tameh to Shech Chulin? So Taisa says, 1 minute, you are not permitted to make everything that's Chulin Tameh. Taisa says in, Ve'af agav da'asa ligram tumah l'chulin shebe Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to make Chulin that's in Eretz Yisrael Tameh. Why? Because chulin in Eretz Yisrael is tevel, meaning you're supposed to take off truma and meiser and give it to the kohen and the levi, and you can't do that if the tevel has become tamei. So since you have to separate these things, give it to the kohen and the levi, they can't become tamei. So says Taisus Hanudavka beperos the shachet behu truma. That's only peros that there's truma, then they can't become tamei. Aval basar lo. Here we're talking about shechting in animals. There's no truma or maaser from basar, only truma and maaser. Right during the het year of the shnat shmita, you don't have to worry about eating meat. The whole het mechir is only about fruits and vegetables. So the fruits and vegetables are supposed to be mafresh truma and maaser. But not the meat. So even if there is an issur to be matame chulin in Eretz Yisrael, because you're going to later separate truma and maaser, that doesn't mean that you can't be matame the basar. So that's why the Gemara had to arrive at the conclusion with talking about chulin shenasu. Al Taras HaKadosh, and you can't say it's a problem because you're being Matame food and you're going to have to eat it, and Eichum Tamei, you're not allowed to eat, even like Rashi later on, because here you can eat it when you're Tamei, which is for sure permitted. But that which Taisa said, you're not allowed to be Matame Chulin in Eretz Yisrael, because you have to later on separate Truma. There's actually a Machlekes HaRishayinim, Rashi and Taisis, why you're not allowed to be Metameh Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Kuli Amalo Pligi, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to be Metameh Chulin in Eretz Yisrael if you're going to later separate Truma and Maisa, right? If it's not meat. If it's meat, it's for sure permitted. But if it's produce, you're not supposed to do it. But there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisis, why that is so, which touches on a really fundamental issue. Look over here, Taisis and Mesechtas need the Oisei on the sheep, Kevin. Look at the Oisei. So Taisis says, quotes Rashi, why not allowed to be Metame Chulin in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to later separate Chuma and Maisa, or Tevel? So he says, Yei Shapir Shapirish Rashi Bohem Mishum Da Asa Ligram Tumma L'Truma Mishum Mishmerish Truma Osai. Even though you have not yet separated Truma, you can't be Metame the Tevel. Tevel is prohibited to eat. It's an Isakaris. That's why if you're afraid that the person you're buying fruits from in Eretz Yisrael did not separate Truma and Maisa, you have a problem. You have a big problem. There are those, that's why in America, it's people like to buy Jaffa oranges. Because I don't think any oranges grow in Jaffa anymore, by the way. I don't mean to shatter anybody's... an Israeli farmer told me the property is too valuable in Jaffa anymore. No one's growing oranges in Jaffa. But okay. But even people see in the produce store Jaffa oranges, and we want to support Eretz Yisrael wherever we can, so we want to still buy their fruits and vegetables. It's wonderful to do that, to support Eretz Yisrael, I mean. But to buy oranges that are from Eretz Yisrael, you might have a problem now, because if the farmer didn't separate Truma and Maaser, so now what you're eating is known as Tevel, which is an Isakaris. Even though we don't give Truma and Maaser anymore, you at least have to separate it. So in Eretz Yisrael, they separate... those who have hashgacha organizations separate the truma and they put it aside and they leave it aside, and the other things they deal with, the meiser and the meiser sheni, the meiser ani, all these things you have to deal with. So that's why it's wonderful to buy produce here in America from Eretz Yisrael, but you have to make sure it either comes with hashgacha or you know how to separate truma and meiser to make sure to avoid this problem of eating tevo, which is an Issa Karis. The OU on their website, if you ever run into this, has a procedure. I've been asked this many times how to do this. So instead of going through the halachas myself, I just tell people, look at the sheet, you know, you follow the instructions. That's all right. Though you're very nice, has a sheet about how to be mafis truma and maaser here in America. Fine, but so Rashi says, why can't I be metame the tevel? Because there's going to be truma there. So you can't be metame the tevel because of the truma that's there. Just like you can't be metame truma, you can't be metame the tevel. Then Taisus disagrees. Says Taisi, Nami Yesha Farish to Hasam Nami Lo Asam Yishum Ismeris. What? Tevel is not Truma? You haven't declared Truma yet. How can it be a prohibitive being Tama the Tevel? Because Mishmeris Trumosai, you're not going to be Matami Truma, so you're not going to be Matami Tevel. There's no Tevel here. Kevin di Kasi Lo Huk for Litrum, and Mishum Hefzid Koin Asala. The problem is because the Koin is destined to get at least monetarily part of this Tevel, now that it made it Tame, he's not going to get anything. So he's losing money, but it's not. He also to be metame like being metame truma. Metame truma is an used to be metame truma. There is no truma in tevel yet. The tevel, but it will be destined to have truma if I'll preserve it properly. So I'll be mafsid the coin money. That's why you're not supposed to be metame tevel. Mishum hefsid coin. But it's not because the tevel is already treated like tuma, like truma. And Rashi held that the tevel is already treated like truma. And we're going to have to see this. We're running machlekes Rashi and Taisvis the other Rishonim. How do we view tevel? We'll have to have there's a chakira that Rabbi Yosef Engel has over here. How to view tevel? Is tevel viewed as like a kind of, is it like this truma floating around in it somewhere? It's just undefined its location? Or maybe it's a whole separate issue and it's not viewed as truma. When you'll declare truma, it'll be truma. But as of now, it's just tevel, which has its own halakha. So we'll get back to that tomorrow. Okay.